Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast, the most patriotic podcast in the nation. That's right. We love the United States. We're kicking off the big birthday party for our country early here on July 3rd. We've got some great Disney talk to get that weekend started the right way. Promise no illegal fireworks on this show, at least not that you'll see. We're going to keep all the digits intact and keep everything safe for everybody. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for that next Disney getaway, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney, drop by themagicforless.com. It's a great trip planning tool. We get all the information to get you started. And while you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form. And if you mention the Be Our Guest podcast, you and I are going to be working together to plan an amazing Disney getaway. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You know what else is patriotic? Using the Amazon affiliate link for the Be Our Guest podcast. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And Sam Eagle asks you to become a patron of the Be Our Guest podcast. Just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. We have fun discussions, lots of old pictures from the history of the show, behind the scenes stuff, and the most patriotic mini podcast in the world, Mike in the Midwestern United States of America. You get that as well. So visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1711 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Independence Day Eve here in the United States to everybody. That's right, it is July 3rd, but it is better known for all the Disney fans as Hamilton to Disney Plus Day. So I know that you are all watching that. You're probably not listening to our show, or maybe you are listening later and later in the weekend. Either way, thanks for downloading or streaming and joining us here in today's, you know, events of the Hamilton being released on Disney Plus has inspired us to go around. It is a holiday weekend. We're going to have a little fun, you know, like the when the boss is away, you kind of play kind of over a holiday weekend. We're doing that today, and we're going to turn Walt Disney World attractions into musicals. This could be ugly. This could be musical. It could be just, who knows? If Disney needs help, we'll find out what we come up with today. So, attractions to musicals in the spirit of Hamilton. We're going to do this, and Ricky is too excited for this idea. She's, of course, joining us from the mouseforless.com and touringplans.com. What's up, Ricky?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was... You know, everybody's saying this, you know, 2020 was going to be this great year. I was actually going to be able to be in Walt Disney World to see the fireworks for the 4th of July, not necessarily on the 4th of July, because I was going to do that too, but I was going to be there finally to see the Magic Kingdom fireworks on the 3rd of July.
That's the old veteran move right there. It's not happening this year, but you're still in the right. That's the old, how many times have we said that in the last 10 years?
I know,
Magic Kingdom
right?
On the 3rd, Epcot on the 4th.
I was totally ready for it because I've done the 4th of July at Epcot, and I was like, okay, I've seen the Epcot fireworks for 4th of July, and I'm going to get to be there on the 3rd for once, so I'm going to see the Magic Kingdom fireworks on the 3rd, and then COVID. Thanks a lot, COVID.
Well, that's it.
And ruined something else.
So we talked about this on Friday or on Wednesday's show, is that we have literally been at Epcot the last decade for the 4th of July. We always go down for the 4th of July, then kind of stay like, you know, 4, 5, 6 nights after. It's a good week to be there. Mm-hmm. So we have no idea what our family does back home. Like, we have no clue. So we had to ask. Now we're hosting because like something happened with one of our relatives. We're doing it. So like, what are your plans? Like, what's it going to be like in North Georgia for the 4th of July? What are you doing?
So as far as I know, the town of Dahlonega, which is this old gold mining town, as far as we've seen, they are still having their fireworks. So that has been what we've actually done for the past few years as we've gone up to Dahlonega. it's a really cute little town that we really like. So we go up there and have fun usually for 4th of July. We'll get our camp chairs out and we'll have, you know, a picnic blanket and maybe some snacks and stuff like that. So yeah, that's exactly what we do.
You know where I live. So I live in St. Peter's, Missouri. It's a western suburb out of St. Louis County, the next county out. So all the fireworks in St. Louis, all the municipalities canceled. Everybody. Yeah. Except for St. Charles City. Okay.
Oh, no, so dude, packed.
I'm not kidding. There's like 5 million people in the metropolitan area of St. Louis. I mean, people are going to be coming for like miles for these fireworks. Yeah. Now I'll be able to see them from my deck at our house. So I'm fine. Nice. That is as close as I'm getting. I love fireworks, but the fact is that St. Charles is doing them and nobody else, like the next closest ones are like 75 miles away.
Wow.
That is just because when I heard that, I'd be like, nope, sorry, we're not doing them because we need help. We need like people to go here, there, and everywhere because everybody's going to be down in that river. And there's like a carnival going on.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They have a carnival?
Oh, yeah. It's going on right now. We saw it when we went to, we ate it.
Oh, you know they aren't cleaning stuff after people get off that.
Like, the traveling one, like with the tilt-a-whirl and the slide.
No, that's
and stuff.
What I'm saying. Yeah. They are not cleaning that stuff after people get off those. I'm guaranteeing you that right now.
Nope. We went and had a pizza at Frankie Toco's and I saw the carnival, like, not happening. Not yet.
No. Okay. I love carnivals. I miss them. Yeah. But not this year.
It's fun to see all the lights and the cars and all that stuff. Yeah. Fun. All right. Also joining us, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less, who is.
Can you just introduce me finally?
She
please.
Is scribbling down the script to her perfect musical. For
I am.
Just
I'm trying. I was like thinking.
What's up,
my
Pam?
Brain on whatever. But yes. So first and foremost, on July 3rd, I have to wish my husband a very happy birthday.
Talk to me, Maverick. Yay. Talk to me, Maverick.
I know, right? The sunglasses, though. So, anyways, yes, it is. It's a big birthday for him too. I will have to say. I know, right? But we're gonna be celebrating with some family and some friends and doing some fun stuff. We'll be in the pool a lot because it's gonna be hot here. But you know, we live sort of, you know, in a sort of, I don't know, suburb. I don't know that you'd call it really a suburb, but it's not really rural or our little areas. But anyways, my parents live way in the country, like have horses and stuff in the country, and pretty much anything goes in that place. Like truly, truly anything.
I'll be over. I'll see you on the 4th. Okay.
Right? You do not need to have personal fireworks. You can have professional fireworks. They have
cannons.
A little pond, right? Yes. There's a little pond at their house. So maybe we'll try to run to the store, grab some fireworks and like set them off over the pond and set them to music or something. I don't know. So we'll be looking at doing stuff like that this weekend. Yeah, but it'll be fun. We're excited to get to see folks and spend time with them. That's, of course, one of the things we've been missing. So it'll be a good time.
Yeah. You know, sparklers are always legal, you know, because they don't blow up. So at least get out there and do a sparkler.
They used to be in Allegheny County, believe it or not. Sparklers were not for a period.
Really?
Really and truly. Not even a sparkler. And I was like, wow.
Fun
like,
haters.
You've taken it a little too far when you can't even have a dang sparkler. So
Think about the fireworks that go off in Muppet Vision 3D. I mean, that's how I picture... Picture my 4th of July.
And you're in the theater there.
Yes. Nothing gets hurt. Nothing gets destroyed.
Yeah. No, nothing at all.
Never, I love Sam Eagle. Is he not the best Muppet? He's my favorite Muppet.
He is. Sure. And I'm so excited about the Muppet show that's going to be on Disney Plus, too. I think it comes out at the end of this month, and I'm so flippin' excited. It's going to be.
So, you know who I want to see on it? Pepe Le Pew. He's the best.
Wait,
he's a Muppet. I thought he was like a loon. I thought he was a Looney Tune.
Pepe Le Prawn.
Okay, I was like, I'm all kinds of confused. I'm like, did he get traded?
I know the little prawn. Isn't he so funny though? He's really one of the best.
I'm like, what did they trade him for? Al Michaels? Is it like some kind of a new deal? I don't know. All right, so here's the deal. We got to come up with attractions, regular attractions at Walt Disney World that have to become a musical because Hamilton was this smash hit. It's making Disney all kinds of money, I'm sure, on these new subscriptions. If I can check it out today. Ricky, what is the next sleeper that is going to become the biggest thing? People are going to be like, oh my gosh, I got to see the musical. Now I got to go to Walt Disney World to see the attraction. What do we got?
All right. Well, I've seen, I swear I had this idea before Chat mentioned it.
The Chat has set every attraction possible right now.
I know, they really have. So this was totally my first idea that I had, though, so I'm going with it anyway. Carousel of Progress, the musical. Because seriously, first of all, you've already got part of the musical there anyway, because you've got the song, Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. You can even add in Now is the Time if you really wanted to make it like a better musical, you know, get both songs in there. So you've got two songs right off the bat. You've got the story, which is so fantastic. It's already kind of like this one act play type thing. So, you know, we could add in, you know, John, you know, starting to sing a song about Valentine's Day and the fact that the robins are there, or, you know,
and some big old dancing robins come out like,
or the fact that it's the hottest 4th of July and then you have dancing fireworks coming in.
Yes. Yes. Totally. Yeah. 100%. I love this elevator pitch. I'm buying it.
So I'm just saying, and then of course you have the culmination in the wonderful Christmas scene, and you know, with the turkey blowing up, and you've just got this fantastic song that's going to come and play, you know, with all the chaos that's going on. And I can totally see it 100%. This has to happen, Disney. You could totally do a Carousel of Progress musical and it would be fantastic and we'd all lose our minds about it. So,
and you still got to keep the outdated electronics in the final
scene. Absolutely. You can't have anything new. It's got to be the outdated version of it. It has to be the way it is right now. Yes. Yes.
You didn't, and like the crowd will go wild when the daughter says, and you didn't even have a car phone.
Yes, exactly.
Crowd will be like, yeah. Laser discs.
Cheering for laser discs. Yes, I love it.
That it's could work. Great. I love coming, it. Coming in August to Disney Plus. Carousel of Progress, the musical. Okay. And you guys nailed it in the chat room. A lot of you said that. Okay, so here's mine. In the chat room, again, blew this one up because you guys are killing it in here. But mine, and this is actually a natural one. It is. It's in the place where I love my old musical act that was in this same building, Captain EO.
Yeah,
I love Captain EO. But Journey into Your Imagination with Figment and Dreamfinder. I mean, you already have music, right? You have a background loop, like as people come into the theater, you know, you can play that little background loop. And then you have the music throughout the ride. And you have, you know, these colorful things. You have a puppet already. You have like a host, like an MC. And then as you go, you know, through all these things, you got like a dancing eye chart. You know, maybe like an upside down E pops out and, you know, does time step or something. You know, you got skunks, you know, all of a sudden, like, you know, you got roses dancing around. And like, they got these awesome costumes. All of a sudden, these roses are all dancing around. You're all happy. Like, oh yeah, I love smell. It's so, so pretty. Flowers. All of a sudden, all these dancers turn around. Honk, there's skunks on the back. And they just drill you with the worst smell. You're like, oh, I got played. What's going on? That's like when you see it in the theater because you can't smell it on Disney Plus.
Right, right. They didn't add smell-o-vision.
Yeah, that's exactly
but
right.
But true. The other thing with this is that there's a lot of complexity here at this attraction because it's gone through so many changes. We can sort of dive into Dreamfinder's story. Yes. And then Figment could do a, like, should I stay or should I go number because he's been in and he's been out.
No. Yeah, we could make it the modern, like, kind of musical.
Right. There's a lot of history here. The backstory on this one is awesome. Yes. So yeah, I think it would be a good one.
And too. I mean, okay. So I will say this: I've never done drugs, and I am not kidding. I've never, because I'm like scared to death. For one, I was raised Baptist. I didn't even have a drink until after like 32. I think is when I had my first drink of alcohol, and never drugs because I just freaked out about it. But I did have some friends that played hockey that would pull some stuff out every once in a while, and they always went to this place in St. Louis. We had a planetarium. Okay, so like you go see the stars all the time, right? You sit on your backs and shoot the stars on the ceiling. But on Saturday nights they did the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon laser show, and so we would always go to that because it was after we got off work at the skating rink. And so I would go, but they would all go, and like it could be like kind of like a trippy thing too, you know, because like there's a little trippiness to that. I mean, if you were under the influence, it'd be really trippy.
The original Dreamfinder sequences, yes, very trippy, I will say. So I like that we got this little glimpse into Mike's life too. Yeah. So
the thing is, like, I love Dark Side of the Moon, the album. But like, yeah. I've never been, you know, everybody else listened to it with Stone. I was never, but I still like the album. I feel bad. I know my parents, like when I went through that, you know, because like I had it in my car and my pickup truck at the time. And I know my parents were like, oh my God, he's a druggie, you know? And I wasn't, like, I just liked the music because all my friends listened to it. And I'm like, that's kind of an interesting album. Like, it's weird, you know, but it's just, anyway, yeah, I didn't though. I promise. Scout's honor. I wasn't a scout, but anyway. All right, Pam, what do you got for musicals? We got two biggies already.
Okay, so I'm going with, are you ready?
Yes.
The Tiki Birds. Ah! There is so much material there. First of all, the costuming. Look out, Tony.
Plumage everywhere.
The costuming alone is going to win. I will just say that. But then you have such a cast of characters, and if you're an ensemble singer, you have it made because you're going to make it into one of these parts, right? You got trees. You got... the tiki totems, you got the drummers, you have the birds, of course, as your main, the flowers and the trees. I mean, there's just the whole thing. But then think of even the props have to be there. You have to go through that whole rainstorm.
Yes.
All of that, like different seasons.
And you could go back, you got different versions of this too. I mean, you could have like the goddess that comes out, you know, at one point.
Yes.
She's awesome. She's hip,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
You could have Iago pop out like as just like kind of doing a, what are those called? Like,
no,
what's
that
when somebody
scary,
sneaks in? What, like, what's that called?
Part.
Like somebody just like in the background? Like the guy from Marvel, the guy who wrote Marvel, who used to, what's that called? When somebody just like is in there, it's
like Stan Lee.
Yeah, what's he do? It's called a cameo. Yeah, like
a cameo.
Yeah,
yes,
he just comes in there and just like, yeah. Oh yeah,
the costume. There's just so many ways with that. All the different stories, and we will finally get to find out whatever happened to Rosita.
Rosita.
That will be the subplot. Plot B will become, like, you know, huge in the story. So I just think there's a lot of potential there. Plus, you know, come on. If you've ever seen the attraction, don't tell me you haven't walked out of it singing one of those songs. So it'll stick in your head.
Okay, so here's the deal with that. If we put it on as a podcast, I want to be Fritz.
Yes.
Fritz. Oh, why are you so stirring? Okay, so I'm not good at it. I'll have to practice. Ricky, who are you going to be? What character are you going to be?
You're going to need a serious dialect coach, first of all.
Why is everybody staring at me? Why is everybody staring?
We're going to need someone to come in, and it's going to have to be intense for like a year and a half to get Mike on the right accent.
Oh, mommy. Oh, let's put on the show.
No, this is all terrible. This is not good.
No, Mike and accents.
Yes.
Oh, Romeo, let us start up the show.
Anyway, let's go to the next one. All right, but the costumes.
Like
I just can't think of the
costumes. Tony's Town Square.
Great.
We're going to need to give you one of the totem pole.
Yes.
I want you to know. I want everybody, just I want to set the record straight here while we're talking music.
Okay.
I took stagecraft and I took play production in high school because I had to have two of those arts credits because I was on some kind of program where you had to have like that kind of credit. And I heard those are the easiest classes. And I did participate in a musical. I was on the house crew. I was an usher. So there you go.
It was important.
Because I was not going to go on the stage.
As someone who was house crew chair before, house crew is very important.
That's right. I was an usher. I was not on the stage. All right, Ricky, what do you got? Because I know you have like 17 you want to get in. So go ahead,
I do. Okay. So my next one, and this is, again, I think this is such a no-brainer. I mean, we have to have the American Adventure of the Musical, right? Like, I just feel like it kind of goes along with that Hamilton.
Oh, it's an emotional journey, though. Like, does this musical make me cry? Because that show makes me cry.
True. Exactly. You already have Golden Dream. Oh, like, you know, you've got that emotional song that's already there. And you've got such fantastic, you know, vignettes that keep popping in. And you can add musical songs to each one of the vignettes. And I really think that that is such a great attraction for like a musical, you know, a musical production. Like, it's just, it's perfect. It's got great story. Obviously it's the story of our country. So, you know, for the most part, it tells a pretty concise version of that. And I just feel like it's such a great thing that would be, I don't know. Maybe I'm Americana today right now. I don't know. Maybe
that's, I mean, it's, you know, there's something going on tomorrow. Yeah, it's
okay. Well, you know, a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
So I get that. And that's got a good, you know, firm base to it. You can go a lot, you know, it means it's
a lot of different places with it. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So here's mine, you know, another serious take. And right. Jeff said it earlier, but I'm going to go with it. It's Rock and Roller the music, Rock and Roller Coaster the musical. And this is, okay, so here's the elevator pitch for Rock and Roller Coaster the musical. So what happens is the musical, the series, we could make a TV series out of it. So it's Rock and Roller Coaster, the roller coaster, the musical, the series.
Yeah,
as Disney does things. Okay, so there's this band, and they just, they can't get discovered. Like, they just, you know, they play their tunes in a garage. The guy looks like he's 90 years old, the lead singer.
Of course.
You know, they decide, you know what? We're just going to, we're going to go up to the fifth floor and try to get this executive to sign us to a record contract. Even though we don't do record contracts anymore, it could just probably go on SoundCloud. But anyway, that's beside the point. They get in the elevator and they start rocking out this new song, Loving in Elevator. And the one guy's like, you know what? This song would sound so good on a roller coaster.
Yes.
And so, but they need a limo to get to this park called Disney's Hollywood Studios. So again, they have to, you know, they figure out they get Uber, Lyft, they're like out of business because of this COVID thing. So it's like a big depressing part of the show. They sing about, I wish I could get a Lyft, but there are no Lyfts. I wish I could get an Uber, but there are no Ubers. Call a limo. It's too short. We need a super stretch. So anyway, they get there, they ride the roller coaster, and then they become platinum. So there you go. That's a musical. That's the best I could do. It's been a week, guys. We should not do this show on a release week. This is so stupid. Anyway, okay, go ahead, Pam. Rock and Roller Coaster, the series, the musical, coming at you.
Wow. I see it. I see this happening on Disney Plus. I really do. I think it'll be happening. Yeah. So I'm going with another one that is a musical sort of in the parks, but just has so much potential, and it's the Country Bears.
Yes!
I mean, really and truly, first of all, there's something for everybody. There's a little bit of violence. There's some romance. Yes. There's some parenting tips.
That's true.
Just so many things. And, you know, it's going to culminate, of course, with Blood on the Saddle. I mean, that is a showstopper right there. Big Alan himself, I can't even imagine. He's going to go on to do even greater things than he has done, although that show has been performed many, many times, by the way. But no, there's so many cute things. Again, we'll have great costuming. You know, some of the bears with that, all the guys that, you know, turned me on, turned me down. That's gonna be a life lesson right there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that just teaches
that's
the kids. Sometimes it'll happen.
Women empowerment.
Yes, yeah, totally.
Thing, right? Right. There'll be some advice doled out from that. And then the parenting advice when, you know, I just can't. Where they think that they should shoot him instead. I mean, you know,
you're
not supposed to whip them.
If we're going to make, I'm just saying, if we're going to make a musical for that attraction, we better do that one ASAP. I'm just thinking in today's day and age. We better get on that sooner rather than later.
So anyways,
too much longer, so
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now but that you say that all out loud, because I never think about that, but you said it all out loud. Yeah, we got to get on that ASAP. We're gonna do that.
Henry with the raccoon that's in his hat, there's lots of potential there. It's sort of a best friend kind of story, but then again not. And then the band, gets back together. And they sing some awesome songs. They have, you know, they made these instruments from things that are just seemingly around the cabin, around wherever they may be.
The resourceful. So, yeah.
Yes, they really are. It's sort of a, like, down on your luck, but, like, could make it big kind of story. That's how I see it, like, being
totally
played out.
So. Oh, yeah, that's how the critics are going to review it.
You're going to love
it. Comeback story of the decade. It's totally it. Okay, so when we cast Country Bears, the series, the musical, I want to be the guy who plays the one string thing.
Got it.
So what are you playing, Ricky? Are you the little bear that comes at the end and goes, donk, donk? They play that on the whole music, and I always get a kick out of every time. Well, not this week, but most weeks.
No, of course, I'm the one swinging from the ceiling.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, there you go.
Pam, who you picking?
I think I'll be one of the three who is, you know, the women empowering song. We're going to talk about the guys who turned me down. I'm gonna go with that. I think there will be, though, in the musical, there will be a real song of triumph at some point. That story will sort of be changed. We can rewrite that one. So,
and you know what? Even in the attraction, I mean, when they all get together in that last scene, everybody's jamming. Like, I mean, everybody kind of gives a standing O at the end of that. Even, you know, even today,
absolutely,
so it's almost guaranteed.
Plus, you can't forget two really pivotal characters. They're sort of in the same location the whole time, but I think that that could be like the sleeper roles there, yes, right? Yes. I mean, the opportunity for sort of, you know, one-liners throughout will be good.
Oh, yeah, 100%. All right, so I got to go through the chat room with some of these suggestions. We don't have the entire elevator pitches, but we have Joanne with Drink Around the World, the musical. That one, that one could get ugly quick. My buddy Bob's got O Canada, the musical. It's already got a song. Diane actually has a good one. Citizens of Hollywood, the musical. Where do those people come from?
Yeah. I don't know.
And like, what are their dreams? I mean, what are the, you know?
Fantastic. I love that idea.
Is the cop ever going to get anybody to pay their ticket?
I don't know. That's a good question.
About that poor torture director?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, like, he tries to get people to hit their marks, never hit their marks.
Never.
There's always people in the background.
Yes.
Dude, that's got so much potential.
It does.
Let's see. Alfred's got Soarin', the musical.
Oh.
Think of the cinematography for that one. Beautiful.
That would be good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a lot of characters, though. Like, what are the characters about in that one?
That's true.
Kim Taylor's also the Country Bears.
It would have to be the old version where you got the guy falling down the mountain. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he could be a central figure, the guy hitting the golf ball.
Yeah. Riding the horses.
Yes. And they're in both, actually.
Yeah.
Did you know that same guy? Mm-hmm. And the guy driving or flying the plane, that was his last flight in the original. Sure. Oh, Tina's got TTA, the musical. Think of the potential there.
Oh. Wow, especially when we were on it and it got hit from behind.
Yes.
That could be a little segue there. Like, that'll come out of nowhere. People won't expect
that. No, exactly. Like the most shocking moment in musical history. Bam!
Bam! Got hit.
And then you roll backwards.
Oh my gosh.
Like, remember when we could see through this window here into the Tomorrowland Theater? That could be a whole section.
That could be a scene, yes.
You could watch the Totally Tomorrowland Christmas.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Sean has Pirates of the Caribbean, the musical.
Alfred
also offers Rise of the Resistance, the musical. Think about that. I mean, everybody likes dancing Wookiees.
That could be intense, man. Yeah.
I love when they used to do that. You know, during Star Wars weekends when the characters would dance.
That's totally the final scene. It's the hoopla. The hyperspace hoopla.
Can't touch us. That was the winner. Why that didn't stick around?
Oh my God. No. Okay, we're going off topic here, but hyperspace hoopla, for people that don't know, just go to YouTube and look it up.
Find it.
I know it's not canon as a Star Wars fan, and I'm totally fine with it because they would play the craziest, like, pop songs.
Yes.
And, like, I stood one time, no kidding, 3 hours in the heat. It was so hot. This is when they had moved it to the main stage, not back by where Jedi training was. They moved it to the main stage in front of the theater. Dude, I waited 3 hours because it was that awesome. Almost got heat stroke, and I didn't even care because Boba Fett and the Stormtroopers and Darth Vader just cutting the rug, man, to some current song like Justin Timberlake or something. Oh, my God. I almost peed my pants every time. It was so funny. I mean, like, I would be sweating bullets because it was so funny. Like,
it was amazing. Let's just be honest. It was amazing. And it may not fit in with their characters, but that's what made it amazing.
Yes, it did.
They should at least consider doing that, like, on some kind of evening ticketed thing that you have to pay for. Seriously. Yeah. So good.
It was so good because the moves, like, they danced so well, and the choreography of that thing was
right.
I just, like, I wanted to be, like, at the back, you know, like you watch Dancing with the Stars or something, which I don't really dance, but my girls all do, so I'll pass through the living room and they show them, you know, in, like, the practice room with all the mirrors and, you know, the wood floor and stuff. Like, I would be dying to be in the practice rooms where they're making up these routines. Like, okay, Darth.
Like the Captain EO thing that they used to show where they rehearsed.
Yes.
I want to know how many months of rehearsal went into hyperspace What was it called again?
Hyperspace hoopla.
Yes.
Hoopla.
I wanted to give that word like other syllables. Hyperspace hoopla.
Yes. Oh,
that was the best.
I got it was it. So good. And, like, they took it seriously. Like, they Darth did. Vader on point.
Yes,
Darth Vader could dance know. Like Mike. It could have been Michael Jackson. I'm just saying. It was that good.
100%.
Yes, yes.
It was like, I felt bad for him sometimes because he, like, at a time when, like, he wasn't, like, hitting his mark and stuff, I could picture him going in the back and being like, you could have done better.
Yeah.
Darth Vader himself would have nailed that. I'm just saying, you could have done better. So, like, what do you need to do to get your game back, because you need to do this. The people need to see this. So anyways, it was so good.
I was screaming like a teeny bopper at an NSYNC concert. I'm just saying, like, I'm not ashamed. I was like, oh no, not Boba Fett.
Oh my god, I have one more that I think would be a really good one.
All right, well, you can close this out because I think we've gone kind of far enough on this, track.
It's been
a fun little show. So go ahead. What do you got? Close this
out. All right. So this one does not have music in it right now. So we would have to write a new, you know, whole book for this. But I'm just going to say, and you only look, we need to finish it off because right now, the way it is, it's obviously not finished. But I think Spaceship Earth, the musical.
Yes, that would work. Right, it would work. Yes, totally. Yes.
Okay, you have to have Spaceship Earth, the musical. I mean, you know, we've got the history of communication through time. It's fantastic. If you don't have Beyonce as Foxy Cleopatra, you are missing out on that one. I'm just saying, you have to have her as Foxy.
George Clooney could be like one of the Greek teachers.
Yes, I agree with that. So, I mean, we have got, well, we'd have to write some songs for it. But if this did not make it into the musical genre at this point, I'm just saying it has to. So,
but anyway. Sleeping monks.
Yes. Yeah,
totally. That's my role. I'm going to be a sleeping monk.
Sleeping monk. Yes.
For sure. Spaceship Earth, the musical.
Give my Actors Guild money to sleep.
Plus, every now and then, the actors will just freeze for like 15, 20 seconds. And then they'll start right back up, right where they left off, like nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Yes.
Then at some point, everyone will have to turn around.
Yes.
Everybody likes it.
We got to finish it. We got to finish.
That's what I was going to say. It needs to have it. Yeah, because
it doesn't have an end.
The worst part about the attraction right now is it doesn't have some kind of like bring them to the feet kind of finish to it. You know, you're not getting a standing O right now. The bottom line is we got to get a standing O. It'll hurt the actors' feelings.
Yeah,
absolutely. So we're almost there. We got to get over the hump. I mean, you know, we're halfway there. So
apparently Kim Taylor saw Joey Fatone at her local Publix.
I know. She told me and I hate her a little bit.
I met Joey Fatone.
No, stop. Everybody's meeting Joey Fatone and I've never met him.
He was very, very nice. It was actually at a Disney event.
I want to meet Joey Fatone.
I watch him every morning on Game Show Network. He hosts a show called Common Knowledge.
Common Knowledge, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's kind of cool.
My little NSYNC heart has never met Joey Fatone and it makes me very sad. So
I'd like to see him at a Run Disney race because I know he's done some.
He's done some, yeah. I don't think he's done any recently.
Doesn't look like it.
No.
Wow.
I'm just joking.
Wow.
Now he jokes about it on the show. I think he's got the dad bod going, which we all do. Yeah. So what can you do? Anyway, that was mean. I'll probably never meet Joey Fatone now for real. That's my one chance because he seems like a cool dude. Like,
man, I mean, if he like actually listened to this because he is a big Disney fan and like
you know what? If he told that to me, I'd be like, that's cool. Because I mean, like, he seems like the reason I said that is because like, you know, he seems like a dude I could hang out with. We could have a good time. You know, it's
absolutely.
Like, you know, let's go ride Spaceship Earth. I'm in. Let's
come
go.
On, Joey. Let's go.
That'd be awesome. All right. Well, here's the deal. We're turning this over to the Facebook page. God help us.
We should, but yes, let's do it
for the weekend. So if you have a suggestion to turn a Walt Disney World attraction into a musical, just drop by facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast and let us know. Let us know how horrible our picks were. And
yes,
that's where
we know they were bad.
Oh, and by the way, enjoy Hamilton today.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. 2021 packages are available to book right now. So drop by themagicforless.com. Great place to kind of get that initial. Check out the resort guides. You know, we want to see the pictures of the resorts, kind of get in the mood. Do I want a moderate? Am I looking at value? Am I looking at deluxe? While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. And I get you some numbers, some availability, some information about how things might look a little bit different. right now. Things could change. But, of course, get that trip on the books and get ready to go down and see all the attractions. Be like, this ride would make such a great musical. You know, you probably won't say that. But you know what? You'll be there. You'll be having a good time. It doesn't matter. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We appreciate that so much. And if you want some more nonsense, and this show is giving you plenty, I don't know why you want more than this, but patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Very patriotic. All right, give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod, and of course, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to duck out of here again. Do stay safe out there. No kidding. If you're playing with the fireworks, they're fun, but make sure the kids are safe and you're safe. You know, we want everybody to come back on Monday with as many fingers as you had today. So I'm just saying, and eyes and, yes, and everything yes. else. So I love you guys. Have fun, but stay safe. So for Pam and Ricky, this is Mike saying have an awesome weekend. Happy birthday, America, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't